After announcing an end to free childcare this week, the federal government is planning to return to pre-COVID childcare arrangements. This has left many families and early learning practitioners worried, with Indigenous providers in particular saying it may lead to families disengaging from the system. Courtney Thomas reports.
Childcare services in Australia have seen an increase in enrolments due to the free early childhood education and care relief package provided by the government during COVID-19. As restrictions loosen, the relief package is also set to phase out by October 4th, even as the economic burdens from COVID-19 are predicted to be long-term, as Australia heads into a recession. JobKeeper payments for those in the childcare sector will also end as of July 20. Advocates fear going back to normal may have negative long- and short-term impacts, especially on families in the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community. Richard Weston, CEO of the Secretariat of National Aboriginal and Islander Childcare, says the pre-COVID early learning subsidy is complex due to the funding model provided by the government.
The model is premised on support for mainstream working families. It involves an activity test, so, you know, if you're an employed and working, you get access to more hours. It requires the parents to pay the fees up front, but they can get that rebated and subsidised, but they have to access that through the MyGov system. And so it doesn't really cater for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander services and children and families, because our services are more geared towards the vulnerability of our families and communities.
Mr. Weston says going back to the pre-COVID subsidy will limit access for children who need it most.
You know, as a sector, it's not valued for what it can be and for what it is. It's seen as supporting working families. So it's basically seen as a child mining service. And that's not what it is. That's not what this sector's about. Certainly not what it is for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. It's about giving children a really good start in life. It's about picking up their development of vulnerabilities early. If there are any problems, getting them treated. It's making sure kids are up to date with their immunisation. So, you know, their health is good. They're infection free. Kids are getting access to literacy, numeracy skills very early on, and the evidence tells us that the earlier kids get exposed to literacy and numeracy education, the better they do in the long term.
He said the change may lead to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families to disengage and choose not to enrol their children in these services.
So it is a systemic issue, because what we're asking Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to do is to, let's forget about what's happened in the past, let's forget about all the social issues that have been caused by trauma and stolen generations and all of those things that have happened that continue to impact in our communities today. Let's just take Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, vulnerable children, and they have to fit into this mainstream system where, you know, you've got middle-class working families able to access and navigate a system that's built for them. It's not built for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
CEO of Early Childhood Australia, Samantha Page, says the COVID-19 pandemic has been a roller coaster for the sector, and financial assistance provided by the government kept many services afloat.
So the government has introduced a transition package and then expects things pretty much to be back to normal by October. In our response to that, we're concerned that things won't be back to normal by October, and that a lot of families, and the estimates are anywhere between 30 and 50% of families, have lost work, either lost a job completely or lost hours and lost income. And we don't think families are in a position to go back to paying the fees that they were paying back in February. So our concern is that many families won't be able to afford to keep their children in early education settings, and that will be problematic both for families and children. We're particularly concerned about children and their access to early learning, and it's probably also going to be an issue for providers as well.
Ms. Page says it's a shame the government has stopped free childcare so quickly.
Vulnerable and disadvantaged children, including Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, have actually had much better access to early learning during this pandemic than they normally would. And while we often say cost isn't the only barrier for those families, there are lots of other barriers, it would seem that cost is a major one, because we have noticed, you know, significant improvement in those children being able to access services during this time.
She also says we can't assume Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children are okay with the mainstream childcare subsidy model.
I think the government believe that the system is sustainable and that they have the safeguards in place, and that simply a matter of families and services making use of the things like additional childcare subsidy. What they're not hearing is that those mechanisms are not adequate and that we could get much better outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children if we invested in a streamlined approach that gave them, you know, free or very low cost access to high quality services.
Director at Lalala's Children and Family Centre in Shepparton, Victoria, Miranda Edwards says the pandemic has opened her eyes as to how little the government cares for the sector.
You know, it was really important for childcare to stay open and, yeah, we don't feel valued. You know, as a director, I feel really disappointed in the government for making really harsh decisions like they have for such an important role. I feel like it was an opportunity for government to make change in this sector too while we were going in this period.
Ms Edwards says the pre-COVID childcare subsidy system would often inhibit parents from sending their children to her centre.
So a lot of our vulnerable children, it's affected the subsidy system. So our stay-at-home carers and our mums, they're only eligible for one day a week. And really, this free childcare allowed us to get them back in, have 4 or 5 weeks of free childcare where we've just seen such a change.
And that story was by Courtney Thomas.